Yevamos Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Tes 15:9. The Mishnah continues on with these cases where the woman's giving testimony regarding the death of her husband and how it implicates Yibum. So, our case of this Mishnah is, you have a man who has no children, who goes with his wife overseas, and he does have a brother, which means when they left, as far as we know, the woman was a candidate for Yibum. She has a brother-in-law, she has no child, and therefore her chazaka is that in the event her husband would die, she would first need to do Yibum or Chalitza with her brother-in-law. And again, the principle of this mission will be the exact same principle as the previous mission, which is we're going to believe her with respect to the death of her own husband. We won't believe her to the point that she could change her chazaka, her status quo, regarding doing Yibum. And therefore, the Mishnah says, if when the woman went away with her husband overseas, they had no child, she did have a brother-in-law, and her testimony is, Nitan li ben b'medina sayam. While we were away overseas, Hashem gave me a son, which means I'm no longer a candidate for Yibum. And then Va'amra, she says, Mace b'ni, but my son actually died, and which re-brings me into the candidacy for being doing Yibum. Va'achar kach mace ba'ali, and then my husband died. So in fact, now I need to do Yibum. So the Mishnah says, Ne'emenes, she's believed. Why is she believed? Because what she is testifying about doesn't change what the halachic presumption, the status quo, the chazaka was when she left. When she left, we said, if her husband would die, we would say she has to do Yibum, and now she's saying, I have to do Yibum, so everything is consistent. Therefore, she's believed. That said, if her testimony is, Meis ba'li va'ach kach meis b'ni, she says, I had a son overseas, he died, but he died after my husband died. And that being the case, the woman is claiming, since when her husband died, he had living offspring, she is saying that she is exempt from doing Yibum, which is in contrast to our halachic presumption, her status quo, the chazaka, that when she left, she was a Yibum candidate. So therefore, the Bezin, as far as they're concerned, she may not marry anybody else until she first does Yibum. She's saying, I can't do Yibum because, and I'm forbidden to my brother-in-law because my husband died, we had a child. So Einan Menes, she's not believed, meaning she's not believed to go marry whoever she wants. On the other hand, V'choshen l'dvarah, we certainly are concerned that maybe what she's saying is true, to the point that we won't let her now marry the Yavam, because she said she's forbidden and she's the one who, you know, is saying she's forbidden, and she's the one who controls her testimony. And that being the case, the only option and the required option is v'choletzes. Therefore, the brother-in-law must do chalitza v'lo mesiyamemes, and he may not marry her. He can't marry her because she's saying they're forbidden to get married, and we'll take her words seriously enough to take that iser into account. And therefore, he must do chalitza, and she may not marry anybody else until they do chalitza.